Hello and welcome to The Two Tones. It's episode 15. Tony DeVolfo, Tony Moclair. Tone, the most irrelevant, pointless question of the entire podcast is, how are you?
I'm terrific, Tony. Couldn't be more bright and chipper. And, you know, we know of the well-hackneyed golf term that could so easily apply to the football club at the moment, Tony. Four!
Well, as somebody said, dare we mention the F-I word, five in a row.
Settle down, Tony, settle down. No. We just have to extrapolate and articulate and basically dissect what has happened in the past 48 hours, 72 hours or so before we move ahead to the North Melbourne game.
All right, well, let's just cap it off. Carlton, 14-9-93, defeating Port Adelaide, 13-13-91, essentially going boke to boke, beat them last year and have done it again. Port Adelaide, well, you know what? I could say they tried, but they tried in fits and starts. They weren't... they weren't as committed to the contest as I'd say Carlton were. There were just so many highlights from this. Simo's 250th tone. And I'm just going to remind people that carltonfc.com.au is where you will go to see an exclusive interview with Simo after the game done by yours truly. You, Tony DeVolfo.
What a pleasure it was to be in that situation, Tony, too. Simo had just come off the track, you know, and, you know, in tears. I mean, tears of sheer emotion, sheer joy to be, you know, surrounded by his own, you know.
Plowman made a beeline for him. It was amazing.
You know, and Jammo even said after the game, there was no way knowing the players were going to drop this game for their little mate.
Yeah.
Which said so much for the respect in which Cade Simpson has held within this team and at this club. And it was a real privilege to be at the game. I was there with my kids. My kids have got 3, 14 and under, like so many of their have not seen good days at the Carlton Football Club. It was worth it just to see how they reacted when the siren sounded. Awesome. You know, that last 50 seconds seemed like 5 minutes. I think what was magnificent about the win was that how Carlton, for all it had been through for that 100 minutes of footy, found more when they needed to. Mm. For all that had gone wrong, you know, from the 5 minute mark when Casbolt went over with a broken leg, through to the losses of Cruiser and then Cripps. I mean, this was bravery. You know, this was sheer bravery. And I felt it was a privilege to be there to see what a team can do when it has a united front. And you can't win those games unless you are not united.
Yeah.
And so often, and not so long ago, Tony, had Carlton teams been in the situation this team found itself in, it would have gone under by 7 or 8 goals, no problem.
Well, that's true. There's 17 points down in the last quarter. And there's two elements to the like a fight back or at least staying in the game. It's composure. And so it's not those horrendous skill errors and then you muck it up, it's a turnover, and then they score and then the team drops its head. That just doesn't happen now.
No.
There is second efforts. There is just getting back and staying in the contest. The self-belief
is enormous, Tony. And there's a moment, there's so many moments and so much to talk about in this game, as you said at the start. But I think of a couple of little instances. The Liam Sumner run down on that Port player in the last quarter. And then the Murphy spoil on the wing to force the throw-in at a pretty crucial time. These are sorts of things that don't necessarily require talent to enact.
Yeah.
What they require is mindset. And what you're seeing, Carlton players commit to the contest and to the ball and to the opposition player with the ball, and they're playing with a ruthless intent.
Yeah.
And this is a sort of trait, you know, Brendan Bolton and the coaches have brought to this team. The team has bought in. And I've said before, Tony, I know we have to temper this somewhat by saying this is part of a long journey and we're all on the journey, but to me that's what's exciting. With the journey is that we can start to see where this journey is actually going.
It's exciting and we're all along for the ride. Don't worry about that. We're all fully subscribed to that. Injuries, though, of course, Levi going down, and that would have mucked up the game plan.
Yes.
Because, you know, no he's doubt. Just, you know, he had a great game the week before, and obviously he was going to be pivotal up forward. So.
Well, that's so very true. It was a great mark, too, right in front of me. But we knew sort of when he hit the deck the way he did that he was in trouble. And I give credit again to the Brains Trust here for reacting so quickly to, you know, to fill the void that was left with Levi's absence, you know. And I think there's an unsung hero in all of this, Sam Rowe, because...
Oh, he was magnificent.
You know, 1 minute he's up trying to, protect the last line. Next minute he's thrown into the ruck. He goes forward for a stint too, kicked a big goal when we needed it. And all power to him for playing so well in Carlton's hour of need. And there were a few of those on Sunday, you know, where we really need players if he's able to stand up. And again, just goes to show, Tone, it isn't left to any one player anymore. If you go through our entire group, to a man, they gave plenty for Carlton at crucial times. They all stood up, and it was strength in numbers that got this the result that was so well received by so many.
Can I say, and I'm sure there's many who agree with me, it was just great to see a tight marquee game, or not a game of huge significance. I'll always remember the game after Dick Pratt, God rest his soul, died, and we played Hawthorn, and Alistair Clarkson, triple, quadruple teamed Fev that day. We missed it on the last kick virtually. But if any game was hugely important to win, that one was.
Yes.
And, we played ourselves out of it, or we got robbed, whichever way you want to look at it. To win this one for Simo, 250, to emphatically demonstrate that this team is really united and a big game actually means something to the group is really, to me, it's just magnificent.
Oh, it is totally magnificent, and you just see the buy-in from everyone, to the way Brendan Bolton has the team playing. And it fills you with pride, actually, to see the players go about the business the way they're doing it. And, the confidence amongst this group must be at an all-time high, And I think, what's magnificent is to see how well the senior players are leading Carlton at the moment. You know, they're the ones that I think we see the most dramatic improvement in.
Well, Gibbs.
Gibbs, Murphy.
That goal was just phenomenal.
Just absolutely tremendous. There was that really terrific deft kick, I think, to Simo in the last quarter that started that that run
the chain to Cruiser.
And I made a note of that particular goal to Cruiser, Tone, and everyone has replayed ad nauseum, the handball from Kerridge off the spall from Jones to Cruiser for that goal. But you have to take it right back, and if you take it back, you get it back to that moment where Westhoff was given that free kick for that ruck infringement, and have a look at the players that contributed to the setup of that goal to Cruiser. I've counted about seven players, probably eight players, that have done their bit to affect that goal, that conjure that goal from nothing. Remember that the ball was in our last line of defence at a pretty crucial moment of the game, and it's ended up with a goal to Cruiser. Just by way of, it was spores of, I made a note of it, spores of Doherty and Simpson, a block from Sumner, a deft toe poke from Murphy, a tackle from Cripps, a gather and handball from Curno, ducking and weaving Armfield, handball to Gibbs, the brilliant chip to Simpson, handball to Murphy, that brilliant 30-metre kick inboard to Rowe was an absolute perler. Rowe's kick to Jones, it was spoiled. Kerridge off hands, handball to Cruiser, boom. Goal from 40 that never looked like missing. On one leg, Cruiser was too. Now, I doubt that you'll see a better team goal kicked by any team this year. And I hope that, that they really focus on the beauty of that goal, because to me that is a goal that goes into the team goal coaching manual. You couldn't replicate it, and I think that in part tells a whole of what Brendan Bolton has brought to Carlton and how this team is playing for him and for themselves and for each other. It's brilliant. It's brilliant to see.
I have a mate, because I don't know if this is happening to you, but mates have suddenly started texting me after the footy these days, which is always fun. And so a mate who's a Hawthorn supporter, g'day Jules, said, We were talking about the job that Bolton was doing, and we were texting about it, and he said, when you look at the talent pool created underneath Clarkson and where they are now, the Clarkson has effectively done more to equalise the competition than the draft has. To which I replied, it's kind of almost like a sliding doors moment. Had we had every right to kill Clarkson in London in 1987...
I haven't forgotten, Tony.
Would we even be having this discussion right now?
So you're actually saying thank you to Alistair Clarkson?
Yes, is that how I guess in a roundabout. And the proteges will rise up and slay the master.
Yeah, God bless him.
Yeah,
but it was, look, you know, you talk about Brendan Bolton, BB stands for Brendan Bolton, but it also stands for Blues Brothers. And we've got Blues Brothers playing, you know, the Carlton way for each other every time they run out now. And it is amazing how quickly the transformation on this team has happened. You know, I don't think any of us sitting here could have hoped for such a transformation so quickly with this group. And, of course, it is still very much a work in progress. Yeah. This is a group that's going to continue to be fine-tuned. We're going to see more players coming into the team. I, again, remind that not one of our five most recent national draftees are out there playing at the moment. And, as you say, we are under duress this week. But all that does is, pose an even greater challenge for the players. Mm. You know, how do we find a way without Casbolt? How do we find a way without Cruiser? I'm sure they'll be, leaving no one stone unturned to find a way. And I'll tell you what, the way they're playing, there's every chance they'll conjure something special. It's just the way they're playing at the moment, and it's probably the mindset that they have, that anything's possible, isn't it?
Well, this is a team, if you are in the VFL, this is a team you want to be playing in at the moment.
And I think that's a great message too. You know, I think that's the value of these wins at the moment, Tony, that with each win we get, each quarter that's played, really, and each minute that's played, Carlton is becoming a more attractive place. And I think that's got to help it in the medium to long term in terms of attracting further talent to the players, because I think there'll be a lot of players watching on that will be saying, gee whiz, Carlton won't be such a bad place to end up if this is any indication of where the place is heading and what the team is capable of. So, it just ticks so many boxes, doesn't it?
Happy days. one of the things I did see on the TV, Tone, that I wanted to talk to you about, Soss kind of stalking the rooms after the game. Now, if anybody had played a major part in that victory, the victories before it, you look at the role that Docs has played and the form that he has been in and the GWS pool of talent that we got.
Yes.
That's shaping up to be the trade of the century.
Oh, magnificent. And include Kerridge and also Matthew Wright into that group. These are the players I think we all hope would step up this year. You know, at a time where obviously the focus was on the Jakob Wietlings of this world.
Yeah. However, these might be back next week, we hope.
We hope. But it's those ready-made players, those players have been in the system, a couple of years or so, ready to go, that I think can't really look towards to stand up in 2016. And I think what they collectively bring to this group is a hard edge,
Sumner's tackle.
No, fantastic. Yeah. And Jed Lamb's one that doesn't back off either.
Yeah.
I love the way these blokes go about it. Wright's a fierce competitor. All these guys, Kerridge, they're all head over the ball players. And it maybe that's rubbed off on the likes of Gibbs and when was the last time we ever saw Bryce Gibbs run into remonstrate with an opposition player, get off my teammates back here? You know, this is what those players have brought to the table. And I think we're just getting a hard edge with all our players across the board. And Carlton's anyone that plays Carlton from here on in knows they're going to be in a contest because these blokes play for keeps. And as a spectator watching on, it's all you want to see, because these players couldn't give Carlton any more. They come off the ground totally spent. They've given it 100%. And fortunately for the club, the results are going our way. So it's so very, very heartening to see.
We're only 1,500 from the magic 50,000 mark in terms of membership. That is a great effort. Congratulations to everyone who's signed up and shown the faith. Speaking of the faith, you could say the driver of the renaissance here at the club. We've mentioned him many times, Brendan Bolton. Tone, were you at the social club when he walked in?
I was actually with my kiddies. I was probably still down in the room, so I didn't get a chance to get up there, but I heard there were euphoric scenes upstairs. You were there, Tone?
No. I didn't actually make it to that.
No, well, look, I saw footage after the game later on of Brendan walking off the ground. You know, he'd been down on the boundary.
Yeah, he'd gone straight over the Simo.
Got over the Simo. Yep. And then to see him acknowledge the crowd as he went off, well, again, that's another great unifying thing. It's just a simple thing to do, but, you know, you won't get it any more dramatic than, you know, looking up to the rank and file and acknowledging their support and basically being there saying, you know, join us on the journey, you know, be part of it. We want you here. And, I mean, Bolton's a genius because not only has he unified the playing group, but he's unified the whole joint. Mm. And I think it's now starting to happen, you know, in the terraces. And we need them all, Tone, because, it's strength in numbers. And I did get an opportunity to speak to Patrick Cripps just before he came on air. And he was saying how, when the whips were cracking that last quarter, how magnificent that sound was.
Yeah. You know,
how motivating a force, the actual power of humanity in the auditorium. You know, how that impacted on the team and really helped drive them. So, you know, coming from the crippler, you know, he has said it. We need them out in force.
By the multiples of thousands too. And you think Richmond have 70,000.
Yes.
Should...
You know, we need to correct that, don't we?
We do, yes. We need to kind of prove to the AFL again that we're a powerhouse club and membership is the way that you go about doing that. Now, we have to give our votes for the game before we move on to speculating about the North game.
Yes.
It's not an easy task, Tone.
No, it's not. But I'll throw this back at you, Tone. How do you reckon Scott and North will be feeling about taking Carlton this week? I reckon they'd have a few concerns as well because they're inheriting a team that's fair dinkum.
Yeah.
And this is for Brendan Bolton and his players. This is the preeminent challenge. I might point out that the past four wins have been inflicted by a Carlton team against teams that have been above it on the ladder each time. And so they're making progress with each game that they play. And I just think that the team will go in with enormous confidence, probably with somewhat of a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we're taking on the top dog. Let's give it our best shot and see what happens. You know, hopefully it'll be enough to get us over the line. But if it isn't, let's make sure that we've spent it all out in the paddock. And let's just see what happens. But... gee whiz, you'd be going in with every degree of confidence, I would have thought, after the past month or so.
Well, you wouldn't say the form against Essendon was impressive at all. I mean, they literally got out of jail there. Essendon just ran out of game time.
Very true. And, you know, mind you, the fact that, you know, that they still conjured a win, you know, having not played too well is a sign of a good team. But from a campus perspective, an enormous challenge, but as I say, one that I'm sure the players will relish because I think they can go into this game with something of a sense of freedom. I mean, who would have thought, Tony, really, 8 games in, we'd be 4-4?
Well, somebody did point out in one of the forums that there was a certain grand finalist from last year who was at exactly the same point.
Last year.
So I guess all I'd want from the North game is just... maybe not a crippling feeling, but just like a stone in your shoe to Jared Waite that maybe he made the wrong move.
Well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I mean, you know, I'm really looking forward to the occasion, to the event, and let's hope the Carlton people are there in force.
Tone, your votes for the Carlton 2-point win over Port Adelaide.
Now, this is the hardest part of the gig, Tone. I don't know about you, but
we have... It's like Sophie's choice here.
Oh, and, you know, again, I apologise with great reverence to Sam Rowe and also Paddy Cripps, you know, on one knee when he came back to the fold. So I've given one vote to Sam Doherty, a mighty defender for the Carlton Football Club. Two votes to Bryce Gibbs. What a stellar 2016 season he's having. And three votes, I couldn't go past the big bloke in the number eight Guernsey, Matthew Cruiser.
Yeah.
You know, to be on one leg and to perform the way he did. It was quite possibly his best game for the Carlton Football Club.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give one vote to Bryce Gibbs. His leadership has been immense. That goal was just gilt-edged. It was pure class. And if you'd... along the journey, sometimes Gibbs is very frustrating, and because sometimes he turns up, he, you know, doesn't apply effort, and other times he just turns on a show that reminds you of his sublime skills. Mm. And that was just such a beautifully weighted kick and a great goal when we needed it. And it was just, it said to everyone, I'm on board, you know, I'm here. And just showing the younger players just how to execute a perfect goal from a tight angle. It was magnificent. Sammy Rowe, I love his journey. I sound like a coach on The Voice now. I've been watching a lot of it with the kids, but I'd turn around for Sammy Rowe. He's just one of those players like Armfield, who's like, I love some things he did, Dennis did on his turn of speed is magnificent, breaking lines. It's great. And he's fully subscribed.
Yes.
To the message too. And like Sammy is, and I think he needs some recognition for a game like a soldier. He played like a soldier on the weekend. And I'm going Cruz as well. It was just magnificent. That to back himself with that kick was, I just thought, a great sign. Again, it's all multiple signs here.
Yes, and I think even Brendan Bolton made the point that we're starting to find the middle of the goals a little bit more regularly now. We look forward, Tony, not into the rear vision mirror.
Yes, exactly.
That is for sure.
Good point. Well, speaking of looking forward, as you said, we do have North Melbourne next week. I'm hoping, Tone, given how the team lifted magnificently for Cade Simpson and that heroic effort, I'm just hoping that someone at the ground discovers a clerical error and it was actually game 249 for Simpo and next week is his real 250th and the team just up again.
Yeah, it would be lovely to think that, wouldn't it, Tony? But hopefully they won't need any, you know, extraneous motivation to get up for North, because North, by... in being North and number one on the competition ladder, should be incentive in itself for the team to really commit to the contest and bring it on, I say.
Now, Tony, the big question, obviously, we're down Levi and Cruz. How do you fill those holes?
Look, it won't be easy, Tony, and we are somewhat, caught out a little bit with Andrew Phillips still, you know, overcoming hamstring problems. Gorringe, another one of our recent recruits, could be in the mix, together with Christian Jacks, who we haven't seen for a little while, and Jakob Vietering, depending how he is faring with his own injury. You'd love to think that he'd be cherry ripe to go, but I guess it's still a wait and see. So we are being stretched a little bit, but that's okay. We have to find another way, don't we? The thing that's been so impressive about Carlton is that they've found a way. Mm. Somehow they've found a way these last 4 weeks. I've said to someone, said to people before, you know, people, perhaps our generation, can fondly recall the times when, you know, Carlton would blow away teams in 10, 15 minutes of football. The Carlton prototype of 2016 is taking every bit of 100 minutes to get the result that they want. But that's fine. If the whips are cracking for 100 minutes and we get over the line, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you win, does it? It's as long as there's a big W by your name at game's end.
I can take four quarters of, you know, desperation and commitment and chasing.
It's brilliant stuff, isn't it? It's inspirational stuff to watch. And let's just hope it's more of the same against North this week.
Remarkable that we're both willing the return of sentimental favourite here at the Two Tones, Jakob Vietering. We're saying that about a player who's played roughly a dozen games.
Extraordinary,
isn't that,
isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And might I say, it's lovely in the rooms these days. They open it up, Tone, and it's terrific to see the players are on the cusp that or might be out injured. like vetoing in the rooms afterwards. Everyone gets to share the moment. You know, the rooms are packed with supporters, people that are getting an opportunity to be close to their heroes. And I guess it's part of that inclusivity, you know, theme that's being adopted here at Carlton. It's a great thing, and it's strength in numbers, isn't it?
It's a good place to be. It's a place you want to be a part of. Speaking of that, there's a promotion that I'm going to let everyone know about.
Yes.
A sea of bright colours, Brazilian dancers and feather boas will flood the Crown Palladium as Carlton celebrates their mid-season ball, Rio Carnivale style.
You'll be there in your feather boas, Tone,
yes,
will you?
Yes, I'll get a Brazilian. And by that, I mean my Brazilian mate, Paulo, will be coming along. With more than 800 people expected to pack the iconic ballroom in June, we want you to join us at the club's biggest fundraising event of the year. Lively music, fabulous food and dazzling entertainment will be on show, creating a wonderful atmosphere for all those who attend.
Well, so, we might be 6-4 by then, Tony, so that'll be lovely.
Fingers crossed for that one, Tone. The mid-season ball coincides with Carlton's bye round. It means the entire playing group will be in the room, giving you the perfect opportunity to get close and personal with your favourite players. We're also giving you the opportunity to sit with your favourite player. Please get in touch with a member of the corporate sales team on 9389 6354 for more information. Remember to put 03 on the top of that if you are calling from outside the Melbourne metro area. Tone, look, it's been more than we had the audacity to expect.
Oh, it's certainly, what a welcome development it's been in the course of Carlton's history. You know, we're coming back from a long way. We all know that. We feel that. But having been through it, I think there's something tremendously satisfying in seeing a team on the make, you know, a team and a club that's phoenix-like emerging from the ashes once again. And I think that's where it's nice to say you're actually a part of the journey, you know, to be on this journey. As I say, it's the thing with this journey is that people know where it's headed. There's no ambiguity with this. Mm. There's no treading of water. There's no grey area. Everyone can see now what is happening with the renaissance of Carlton, as you said earlier. And it's just, it's a privilege to be part of this because it's exciting. Exciting times.
And like you say, given where we come from, these are exciting times indeed, Tony DeBolfo. Remember, North Melbourne v Carlton, Saturday, May 21, 7:25 p.m. at Etihad Stadium. Scene of that magnificent victory against Port Adelaide. This has been The Two Tones, Tony Merkley and Tony DeBolfo signing off. We'll catch you next week. Go Blues.